The FBI has reportedly seized the electronic data that belongs to a retired four-star general as part of a probe into illegal foreign lobbying. You may have heard of him, former Marine General John Allen. He led U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan and now heads one of Washington's most influential think tanks, the Brookings Institution. Now, a federal court filing says Allen made false statements and withheld incriminating documents about lobbying conducted by the Persian Gulf nation of Qatar. That's according to the Associated Press, which obtained the court filing. AP correspondent Alan Suderman is one of the reporters that broke this story and joins us now. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
So what's at the heart of this investigation?
Well, what prosecutors are really looking at and weighing is whether General Allen, who is super well-connected, you know, a four-star general, president of Brookings, whether he knowingly broke the Foreign Agents Registration Act, which is a law that basically says you can't help a foreign country try and influence U.S. policy unless you register with the Justice Department.
And you found all this out because there was a court filing that then disappeared, right?
Right.
What does that court filing accuse former General Allen of doing?
So the court filing is a search warrant request, and as part of that, an FBI agent has to file an affidavit saying these are the laws we think General Allen broke. And what he's saying in this document is basically for a 3 or 4 week period in June 2017, right when a diplomatic crisis was erupting in the Gulf, General Allen went to Qatar, met with Qatari leaders, and then came back and essentially lobbied, according to prosecutors, U.S. officials in the White House and members of Congress.
Now, in that affidavit, you reported that the FBI says that Allen gave a false version of events about his work in Qatar when he was interviewed in 2020. What does Allen have to say about the accusations?
Allen has declined to comment on these latest filings. In the past, we've asked him about what he did for Qatar, and he has denied ever working as a Qatari agent. He's denied ever having done any work that would have required him to register as a Qatari agent, and he said basically, he did this brief effort in 2017 where he was trying to prevent a war in the Gulf that would have put U.S. troops at risk.
And how wide-ranging does this investigation appear to be?
Well, this investigation itself is pretty focused. Law enforcement is obviously looking at General Allen, a former ambassador, Richard Olson, who is a top-level diplomat. He has pleaded guilty to improper lobbying related to Qatar. And there's a businessman as well named Imad Zuberi, who's part of this, who's serving a 12-year prison sentence on corruption charges. And prosecutors say that he also engaged in illegal Qatari lobbying. But it's also part of a broader trend of prosecutors being more aggressive in pursuing these foreign influence cases. It used to be an issue that didn't get a lot of attention from prosecutors, but starting a few years ago, particularly with cases involving associates of former President Donald Trump, there's been a lot of big-name cases in this area of law.
AP correspondent Alan Suderman, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.